Okay, it's the new year. I could say loads to you today about vision and planning and fantastic aims and goals for the year. But I want to just refer you to Exodus chapter 12, where God says to Moses these words, "This shall be to you the first month of your year." Sounds like a bit of a strange thing to say, except it is New Year. And in Exodus 12, the plagues have devastated Egypt. And God says to Moses, "Okay, Moses, take my people out of this nation. Set my people free. Take them into the wilderness. You need to just lead them out." And he tells them what to do. And he says in particular, what you need to do now is, he said, every house needs to take a lamb. And you need to shed its blood. And you need to put blood on the lintel and the doorposts. And the angel of the Lord will pass in the night, the angel of death. And every house that doesn't have blood on its doorposts will experience the death of the firstborn child. Our gospel really starts with our Jesus joining with his disciples for a meal. It's Passover time for Jesus too. And Jesus wants us to know that we also need to apply the blood in our lives so that we can be free. God's message to Moses is, "Moses, you're free now. You can go." And they won't stop you. They didn't stop them because they thought twice about it and then tried to get them back. But that's when they found the body on the beach. That's when they found Pharaoh floating face down in the sea. You know, the truth is that at the start of our year, we ought to cast our minds back, very much as Jayam has suggested, but to recognise that we are free. Yep. Now look, you might say, "Well, what benefit do I get of being a Christian?" I'll tell you what benefit you get. You are no longer subject to the devil. You are no longer in a position where you have to do what you are told by the powers of darkness. In fact, you no longer have to even sin, because God will strengthen you and you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. That is the sort of freedom that God has given us in Christ. And at the start of our year, I want us to remember what it was like for Moses and the children of Israel in their exodus as they left the place of slavery. We are no longer slaves to sin. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, do not be entangled again in a yoke of slavery. This is the message that Paul brings us in Galatians. This is the message that Jesus brought his disciples on that night where he broke bread and shared wine with them. This was the message that God spoke to Moses. In fact, the message of Exodus runs all the way through the Bible. It runs through the book of Exodus, not surprisingly, and it runs through it all after that, as we see that we are a people called by God to leave the world that we have been born into, to leave the slavery of sin, to leave the problems and the difficulties of being subject to Satan. And we now are free people. Sometimes it doesn't feel like you're free. Sometimes you don't feel like anything has changed until you talk to your God. And then you know that He is with you. And He is with you. He is your God. He is your Saviour. Jesus, as we said last week, Jesus was called Emmanuel because He is God with us. And Matthew 28 says, "And lo, I am with you always, to the end of the world." Matthew wraps up his gospel in these two messages. God with us. God with us. Same message at both ends of the message. But that is the gospel according to Matthew. And for Jesus, He wants us to know, just as in the reality of the huge move of people that took place when God set the slaves free in Exodus, we too are able to walk free from sin, from death, from hell. When I was 8 years old, I was told that if I chose to follow Jesus as my Saviour, He would set me free from the power of sin. You might say, what can an 8 year old know about the power of sin? Let me tell you something, I knew a lot about it because I was dominated by the power of sin in my life, and I know I was. And I also know that when I chose to follow Jesus, He set me free. So if I can just ask you today, would you cast your mind back to the time when you first decided to follow Jesus? And would you just remember the freedom you earned, the freedom that you were given, because it was a free gift? Can you remember that free gift of freedom and embrace it today? And let's walk into 2023 knowing that we are free people. It doesn't mean that we won't face issues. Jayam will tell you, we're still facing issues, aren't we, Jayam? We're facing issues today. Jude and Caro, you're facing issues. You know, the truth is, we've all got issues. You've got issues, haven't you, Sandra? In your family, you've got issues. The truth is, even the Redmonds have got issues. Not that many of you would ever notice. But the truth is, Jesus calls us to be free. And we are as free as we will commit to being free, because He makes us free. And we just have to get up and walk out of our bondage and our slavery to sin and live a life that is focused on Jesus. If you said to me, what can I do? What can I do this year, Stephen? What one thing can I do to know God with me closer and to know His presence more? Let me tell you what you can do. You can set your mind on Jesus. Romans 12 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a great message. It's a great message. But we actually need to plug into that message. It's not enough that it's written on the pages. Yes, it's in my Bible. I can read that in my Bible. I can memorize that. But unless I engage with the truth of it, nothing really changes. I need to say, Jesus, I want to live in your freedom this year. Jesus, I want to know the transforming power of God in my mind. You know, when Pauline and I were younger, of course Pauline is younger, but when Pauline and I were younger, we never heard of people having mental health issues. These days, mental health issues are very prevalent. They've been lifted up in our society, and we recognise that there are lots of people with mental health issues. Actually, there were more. But what has happened in our lifespan, as the amount of stress in the workplace has increased quite dramatically. The day was when there were people carried spare in every department of every company, of every part of the NHS even, every part of education. There were spares. There were people who could be called on to stand in when you weren't there. These days, there are no spares. In fact, in most organisations, they don't even have a full complement of staff. And if you want to see an example of that, look at the NHS. Desperate for staff. Our reality is this, that we are under more stress than we've ever been. And we need to take a little time and give it to God. If you say to me, Stephen, what can I do for my mental health this year? I'll tell you what you could do, is you could allocate a few minutes every day where you will spend that time with God. I think it was John Wesley who said, I have so much to do today, I need to pray for twice as long. And, you know, our excuse for not spending time with God is that we are so busy. Oh boy, aren't we busy. We are so busy. But that's when we need our time with God. Let me encourage you today. You're free. You're free. It's what God told Moses. It's what Jesus told his disciples. It's what Jesus brought into being on the cross. It's what your pastor is telling you. You are free. We just need to believe it and walk in it and live in the experience of it. And that's what I'm going to do this year. I'm not going to have a mental breakdown this year. I'm not going to collapse this year. What I'm going to do this year is live in the freedom of Christ, and I want you to do that too.